We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, Senator Mark Obenchain is back with us. I appreciate that he's coming back on the air this morning to pick up our conversation about the Inspector General's report related to the parole board here in Virginia. And I don't know if you heard, we had Brian Moran on at 7 o'clock. Senator Obenchain, he said he saw you yesterday at the police officer's funeral. That you all did not have a chance to talk about this, but is there an update on where things stand with this report and the investigation into it?
Yeah, well, first of all, it was a sad day yesterday. Yeah. Up in the Shenandoah Valley. We lost a hero in the line of duty, Nick Winham, a police officer in the town of Stanley. Mm-hmm. I was really pleased that Secretary Moran was able to be at that service yesterday. It's quite moving. But with respect to your question, yeah, you know, this continues to be a rapidly evolving story. I didn't hear Secretary Moran, but I heard John Burkett 30 minutes ago. And John has been like a dog with a bone on this story, as have you. John makes it clear that there is another shoe to drop or multiple shoes to drop this week. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard that that lo and behold, I think, as I mentioned, speculated with you earlier in the week, lo and behold, somebody did see that 14-page preview report. Somebody did help the Office of the Inspector General pare it down, remove some of the more inflammatory findings, and that was the Office of the Attorney General. And I think it comes as no surprise, and it is not a coincidence, that yesterday the major political news story was the governor throwing the Attorney General, Mark Herring, under the political bus. It was, you know, maybe it was, as you suggest, part of his redemption tour. But maybe it was, you know, just another Ralph Northam House of Cards move.
Wow.
It's like Frank pushing the reporter out in front of the moving train.
The Metro.
He you know, he's got a long history of this. I mean, mm-hmm. he turned his back on his brother rats at VMI. He has turned his back on the moderate voters who put him into office. Now he's turning his back on, you know, the Attorney General who stepped aside and cleared the way for him. And I think that the governor sees a train coming down the track with this parole board story. It's continuing to grow. The revelations are pretty electric.
Have we heard anything from Mark Herring, the Attorney General himself, or any of the senior members of his staff in public or kind of behind the scenes?
Not a stinking word,
yeah.
Not one word. He has told reporters, to the best of my knowledge, go talk to the parole board or go talk to the Office of the State Inspector General, which, quite frankly, is, you know, pretty disingenuous or maybe a little illuminating, since both those are his clients. Mm-hmm. And story published earlier this week by John and others shows that, you know, this hit some of the highest levels in the Attorney General's office. It went to the chief of the major crime section in the Attorney General's office, and suggests that the Attorney General himself didn't know about it is it stretches, it stretches credibility.
Yeah. Real quick before we go, just so that we're all clear as we head into the weekend, if you were to articulate quickly, point by point, what you think the scandal is here, what would you say?
Well, number one is there is a cover-up of wrongdoing in the parole board office, and that cannot be tolerated. Number two, we have a parole board that has demonstrated a complete detachment from the rules, regulations, policies, procedures, and laws that are supposed to govern their activities, and the determination to turn loose a large number of violent felons without regard to their obligations to communities to make sure that it can be safely done, and without regard to victims. So, you know, those are the two top lines that I see right now.
Yeah.
More to come.
I think that's true. And it's just shocking to me. I keep thinking maybe somebody who's on the parole board now has some family reason to take this attitude in their job. You know, like there's going to be some revelation that a member of their family died in prison and was innocent, and this is their revenge on society. It just doesn't make any sense. I just can't imagine this mindset in this role when the law is so clear. There's got to be more to this, and that's one reason I keep bringing it up.
Well, think about it, John. I mean, think about it. The people with the six-figure salaries are the political appointees. And remember, I mean, these people get paid $100,000+ a year to be political appointees on the parole board. Mm-hmm. And the staff in the parole board, you know, they are public safety folks, people who've dedicated their careers to keeping communities safe. They don't have a political agenda. Mm-hmm. They're just out to protect communities, protect families, and to keep Virginians safe. So, you know,
something's wrong. We got to get to the bottom of it. I appreciate you coming on and talking about it. Maybe we'll chat again next week as we get more details from John Burkett at Channel 6, it seems like. Senator Obenchain, thank you.
You bet. Good to be with you.